Welcome to what is always my favorite panel, because I get to catch up with what I'm missing out by not being a Chapter 13 trustee. And this is an area where I basically pick a bunch of topics and I solicit responses from all of the Chapter 13 trustees. But this is also a topic where if you have something that you'd like to discuss, we'd like to hear from you and give you feedback. So I'm going to ask a series of questions, but if you have something that comes up, you have questions, there are microphones, we would surely encourage your participation, if I can get it out. If you don't have any questions, we're going to roll through a bunch of topics that we think are interesting, and hopefully you'll get something out of it. So let's start with house business as well as payments to attorneys' fees. In the Western District of Louisiana, we're seeing a huge drop-off in Chapter 13 cases. When I originally started being a bankruptcy judge in 2014, I had almost 10,500 cases. My caseload's currently down to, as of last month, 7,700 cases. And so I am down basically about 20%. My Chapter 13 filings are about down by about 20%. More importantly, for the debtor bar, my payments to lawyers by my Chapter 13 trustee are down about $3 million, or about 39%, based on the reduced caseload. So we have a very small bar in Shreveport. I've been pushing actively for the last 6 months for a raise in the no-look fee, because we have one of the lowest no-look fees in the entire United States, at between $2,800 and $3,200. Unfortunately, the ability to raise that fee doesn't lie solely with me, so I continue to push. Hopefully for people who practice in the Western District, we'll be able to do something about that shortly. But how, for the rest of you, are your caseloads? How are payments to lawyers going? How's business, basically?